Well, I want to thank all of you for coming here to keep the feast in Kentucky with my wife and me. How's that? Well, for over 45 years, we lived in Chicago and around there. And then last April, we moved down here to Kentucky. So hopefully, as they say in Kentucky, y'all come back. Well, for many years at the feast, or on tape, when we'd hear Mr. Armstrong speak, he'd almost always say, "Why are we here?" Now, have you ever thought of that? Why are you here? Has anybody else ever asked you that question? Nobody's ever asked me that other than him. Well, there's many reasons, and not just one, but there's many reasons why we're here. But today I want to speak about what I think is the most important reason. And that is, specifically, that God wants to dwell with his people and with us. Now, is there some way we can know that? Well, if we look over in the book of Exodus, Exodus 25, verse 8, Exodus 25, verse 8. We can see that it was always God's intention to dwell with his people. Well, let me read here. "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them." Back in ancient times, before they even built the tabernacle, God wanted to dwell with his people. And Strong's number is 7931. That's to reside or permanently stay, to cause or make to dwell. God never intended for his dwelling with his people to just be a temporary thing. And I found an interesting comment in the theological word book of the Old Testament. And of course, we don't really care a whole lot what scholars say, except when they're right. But here they say that this word that is used for dwell, the Hebrew, is used many times in the Old Testament. And it means, in one place, it means the idea not of loftiness, but of nearness and closeness. Because God wants to be near his people and close to his people. Just like in the opening prayer, it was asked that God would be here with us. And he is here with us. So secondly, we want to look in the present. You turn to 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16. And it says, "And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are, or ye are, the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell with them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Now, Paul here is telling us, re-quoting something that was stated back in Leviticus 26:12. Not the whole verse, but just that part about God walking in them. I will dwell in them and walk in them. He doesn't only want to dwell with us, he wants to walk with us. And that gives a sense from Strong's, another number, base number is 1722, to be occupied among persons. So God actively wants, he just doesn't want to dwell in a building that's in the midst of his people. He wants to be with them. He wants to be around them and communicate with them. And today, we are his people. if we obey him and keep his commandments. So now, the third point is that in Revelation 21:3, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." We need to remember that God is with us if we obey him, keep his commandments, and keeping his Sabbaths and his holy days, and this Feast of Tabernacles are some of those commandments. And he enjoys being with us more than we realize, especially the more we become like him, the more we begin to think like him and act like him. And he has always wanted to dwell with his people. He wanted to dwell with ancient Israel. He wants to dwell with us today. And he wants to dwell with us and all mankind in the future. And, you know, he is intently focused on the fulfillment of his plan. So as we keep these days, let's realize that we're acting out in advance the fulfillment of God's plan.